outside of just your city, because it is possible, even though it's a little different. But I mean, I feel like even like Zoom meetings and things like that, there's new software that is allowing people to be able to at least jam in a more of a like live setting where we, like I could maybe hear you right on time and not have that lag, because that's the biggest challenge for, you know, sharing music with people over collaborating over the internet, right? Like you can't really jam over Zoom because everything's gonna have that lag or whatever, right? So, I mean, it's different, but at the same time, we're still creating, which is what matters, and it's good. It's good. I mean.
I mean, we benefit, so I'm happy that you're collaborating. Look,
That's
I think that's a great spot. Let's take a break here and actually play the track. This is Dime by Drew East featuring Matia May, and you're listening to it on the Vancouver Mixtape. By Ruiz, you're listening to it on the Vancouver Mixtape. We have Daniel Ruiz in studio, well, virtual studio, to chat about this song. Of course, we've had Daniel on the show in the past with his group Leisure Club, which is one of our favorites. And of course, now you're making more music that is more of our favorites. So that's fantastic. Just in referencing Leisure Club. So, do you find it is difficult, or is it pretty natural to shift gears stylistically from doing Leisure Club, which may have its own parameters for what you would play, versus something like this that is maybe a little more eclectic or a little different stylistically?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, for me, ultimately, it always has to come down to the music itself and kind of like try to understand how you can fit within it and how you can add to it without like losing the essence of it. I do play with a lot of different musicians. So, like, the style definitely has to be accommodated to the music, I think. And that, that kind of like has to come from the feel from within. So like, in Dime, for example, like the drums are very strong, and like I just wanted to give that like energetic impulse. So then sometimes for example, playing with Leisure Club, some songs require that energy, but some songs are more laid back, and like you have to really understand where you want to kind of like take the feel of the song. A good artist that like really has given me a lot of things to think about when I'm playing like that is Kari McClelland. He's like a soul R&B singer. He's quite amazing. He also performs with the Sojourners. And for me, sometimes performing, I miss that, like that thing that I was talking about of like that connection within the music when you are performing, that it kind of just doesn't matter the part anymore. It just, what matters is how it feels, how everybody feels in the band, and how we all connect with the song. So that for me is like the most important thing whenever you approach anything, right? Like from being the first time you hear a song and you have to play along with it, because I've been there and it's like kind of nerve-wracking, but at the same time, you just gotta trust your gut and your feeling and kind of like make sure you service the song. Like it's not yours. Like you don't own, I don't own this song. I'm just like kind of like, what's the word?
Like the conduit for it.
Yeah, in a sense, like I'm servicing it and I'm making sure that it's done with the right feel, and that's ultimately the goal as an artist, to like really achieve that feel, like that energy, to know, okay, this feels right. And the more you do it, like repetition, practice makes permanent, you get used to knowing how that needs to feel. And it's fun and interesting when you join a band for like subbing in for somebody and they're used to hearing a particular, their particular drummer and sound, right? Like, and some bands are so like, they have that so ingrained that it's like really cool to be like, okay, I'm subbing, but I know that they will say something and they're like, okay, this is good. I like your feel, but like, maybe think on laying back more or like pushing this a little bit more, right? So it's like that communication that sometimes you don't even get to talk about, but just, do it while you're playing, which is like, that's so cool when you're just there, and that those are the moments of magic that I'm talking about, where like everybody knows that it's there and we're kind of like getting graced by the music,
Yeah.
you know? It's like so nice.
Well, I love this. I love this kind of idea with music, where somewhere in the ether of existence, there is every possible version of every possible song that could ever be made, and it's up to you to kind of like find it somehow, and then like find the best version of that. And I guess whoever you work with helps like enable that. So I think that's a good way to kind of transition into your, more of that collaboration you had with Mateo. Like, was that did you have to work on that, or was it pretty automatic to get that
It
kind of
was
chemistry?
so automatic. That's why it was so cool, because first of all, I sent it to her, and I knew that she spoke Spanish, but like it's not her native tongue, and she actually lives in France, so she's like more of a French speaker. But then because she knew I was like from Colombia, she's like, she just sent me these lyrics in Spanish, and like, and the lyrics are all about like, tell me what you see, tell me what you are, tell me what you feel, what you know. And then I kind of took that as like kind of like a self-reflection of like trying to understand what I, or each one of us, like it's kind of like inviting everybody to reflect on their own self and how they can communicate with themselves, with their feelings, their you know, what they see, what they know, right? So it's kind of like, I took that as like the reference to give the vibe of that. And she loved it. She's like, that totally makes sense to me. And from there, we're working with another friend. He's in Barcelona at the moment, and he's making a video for it based on this idea. So he's like working with a dancer, and you know, I'm just really excited to see what he comes up with, because we've been elaborating this whole concept of like self-reflection and kind of like letting your body and yourself guide yourself to that greatness or like inspiration, or you know, flow with your imagination.
Totally. And like, there's the great thing about the lyrics to this song is that they're simple, but like the purpose is very strong behind it. Like the message is very strong, or at least like the encouragement for self-reflection is very strong, but you can also interpret it as like a literal, like, you tell me, like having that kind of conversation. So you can either have that literal interpretation, or like get really conceptual and internal and use it as a trigger for yourself. And again, I'll be honest, I'm really excited to see what kind of visual direction this video goes. Yeah, do you have an idea of when that's going to come out?
Not fully. I know I think he's shooting the last shooting date today. I think he told me, or this weekend. So hopefully I get something by 2 weeks. I don't know. Like I told him to take his time, because I don't like rushing things. Like, it needs to just be ready when it needs to be ready. So, and I trust him. He's like one of my closest friends from childhood. He's a great artist. He actually did the video for I Want You in the Dark Leisure Club. Which I find really cool and very like abstract, and like the visuals are really nice. But yeah, I mean, I know he's working with a dancer he just met that is like, she moves really weird and cool. and yeah, Felipe has like a really keen eye on kind of like the aesthetic that we're looking for. So I'm as stoked as you are to see it.
The track itself is hypnotic and introspective. You can only imagine where that's gonna go. Well, I do appreciate you hopping on the horn to chat a little bit about the track here. You had mentioned prior to starting the interview, you've got more stuff that is coming together. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Maybe tease a little bit about what we can expect down the turnpike here?
For sure. I mean, Leisure Club, we've been working on new material, so you know, hopefully maybe by the summer we have something out, which I'm stoked, because we've been also recording ourselves, and it just sounds great, and it's so nice to like be able to have that freedom to really hone in on what you want to do. There's also a new project that I started, but we haven't really released anything yet, and it's called Dance. It's with Sean Bainton, also from Leisure Club, and we've been doing some collaborations. Like, he's a synth and keyboard wizard, and we have like an EP coming. We just got a mix for one of the songs. We also recorded with Sam from Brastronaut. He plays the iwi and the clarinet. So this is more of like an instrumental track, but I'm really liking it. So I'm really excited to share that soon. And then I have a couple more ideas and collaborations that I've done over the quarantine with Druis, that I've been talking with a couple players that I've done some like video collaborations, and maybe work on some of that and release it as a new tune, you know, or a couple tunes, I don't know. But I mean, it's just constant. You gotta keep on getting that flow going of creating, and I feel like the hardest thing is to just like get out of your head and be like, it's okay, like let's share and manifest and be part of it. I don't know, I'm So yeah,
words,
I guess
words to live by.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a heavy time. Like, I mean, it's been a year of super craziness and more than we even imagined. So I mean, I'm happy that I can at least continue making stuff and share, and hopefully that gives people some sort of outlet to, you know, decompress or feel something, you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, not a problem. Anytime, whenever you got new music, you're welcome to come back on.
Nice.
Let's end today's interview with the track that you guys, one of the tracks you released this summer as Leisure Club. Hard to Find works for you?
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's dig in. This is Hard to Find by Leisure Club. Make sure you go and check out Daniel's new website, which is druismusic.com.
Yep, correct.
And where else can people find you on the socials?
On Instagram is @druismusic, on Facebook @druismusic, and Twitter is @druisdrums. Because the music, I don't know, maybe it was taken, but I did that before. I don't really use Twitter that much, to be honest. But on Instagram, I am quite often there and trying to share. I've been sharing a lot of playlists and artists and things that, like, the song has been added to. And yeah, I mean, thank you for listening, and, you know, reach out whenever you want.
Anytime, yeah. Anyways, here we go. This is Hard to Find by Leisure Club. You're listening to it on the Vancouver Mixtape. Bye-bye.
Hard to Hard to Find by Leisure Club here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Before that, you heard an interview with a member of Leisure Club, Daniel Ruiz, about his solo project, Druiz. Thanks to Jamie for putting that together. And now we're going to go back to something that I've played a track of before. I've played this for you before, not this specific track, but this is the Hidden Valley Logging Company from the record Creval with a track called Secret Circle. It's a journey, so strap in. We'll be right back. Secret Circle by Hidden Valley Logging Company. Their record for Val. Definitely recommend checking out the whole thing. Big fan. But that's about it for the Vancouver Mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, online at cjsf.ca and wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for hanging out with me and Jamie and Daniel for the hour. You can find out more about Druiz at druizmusic.com. That's D-R-U-I-Z music.com. You can find out more about the Vancouver Mixtape on our social media platforms at Van Mixtape. We'll be back next week with more new music and maybe another interview. Who knows? Keep your ears peeled. Until then, I will see you. Bye. Miss you already.
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.